But Jason, let's start with your inspiration for this terrific book. And it hits pretty close to home for us here. Not only are you a fan of our owner, Stephen King, but one work in particular got you thinking about a time travel story like this.
Well, yeah, I came up with the idea while reading 11/22/63, which is definitely one of my favorite Stephen King novels. It's just an amazing story. I'm sure everyone knows that already. What happened was I was reading it, which everyone knows is a story about somebody who goes back in time to stop the Kennedy assassination. And I remember thinking to myself, it'd be great if somebody, you know, wrote a story about somebody preventing the Lincoln assassination. And then I realized, well, you know, I could do that because I'm a writer. So I got to thinking, I started brainstorming, came up with what I thought was a really, really great idea. I got really psyched on it. So I told it to my friend. He was somebody I always run my ideas past. And he then proceeded to poke a billion holes in my plot. And then, you know, with a billion holes in my plot, my enthusiasm became deflated. Which, it makes sense. Looking back on hindsight being 2020, the plot I had, which I don't really recall much of it anymore, didn't make much sense. So, you know, that was that. It was put on the shelf. And then it just stuck with me. So I kind of went back to it. I refused to give up on the idea. And second time around, I came up with what I thought was a much better plot. And when I finally told my friend, he agreed. He said, this is your second book. You know, go with this.
Well, I love the idea and the premise, but then when I got into it, I was even happier because, all right, time travel, all right, it makes sense. Go back and stop the Lincoln assassination, but this is not a direct line on the journey for Joseph Bateman. And to me, that's what made it really interesting and a terrific read is that you went in a lot of unexpected directions.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want it to be a book about Booth or the Lincoln assassination. It's really a story of my main character, Joseph Bateman, and that is just part of his journey.
Obviously, it's not a book about Booth or about Lincoln, and yet there's a ton of interesting historical information in there. How much time did you have to put into the research for this?
Well, you know what? I'd always been a fan of the Lincoln assassination and Booth in general, and Lincoln, too. Lincoln, I think, is a very tragic figure in history. So I was familiar with a lot of the major points of the assassination and the days that followed during the manhunt for Booth, you know, where Booth had gone. So I had enough to, like, plot my points for what I wanted. It was just going in on the internet. Thank God for the internet. Google's a writer's best friend. It's just going on Google and just figuring out, you know, what goes where. So it didn't take as much. Had I not known anything about it, it would have taken much longer. Because I'll go sidetracked for a moment here. My book I'm working on now, talk subjects. I go into subjects that I really don't know anything about. One being specifically Omaha Beach during on D-Day.
Mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about it. I knew, like, the bare minimum, probably more than what I've seen from Saving Private Ryan. So I had to do a lot of research, and thank God I reached out to somebody. I reached out on Twitter and had people reach out to help me. And but that was a lot of research because I had nothing of the subject. Luckily, as far as Booth goes, I was well-versed enough to know a lot of the chunk of what I wanted. It was just using the internet to, you know, fill in the blanks.
We're talking with Jason Pellegrini. His latest book is entitled Booth. I always like to ask writers about their relationship to their characters, and sometimes it's hard to let them go, and sometimes it's hard to let them go on the journeys, which tend to take on a life of their own. Was that particularly tough, given everything that Joseph Bateman goes through in your story?
I don't think the character in any way is an extension of myself. As far as certain aspects of the book don't really reflect on me. The book touches on racism a lot and domestic violence and alcoholism, which I maybe have one drink a year. I think a lot of authors, though, pour a lot of themselves into the characters as far as emotional. Because if you want to portray a realistic character, you have to portray, you have to make them real. And what way to portray a convincing character than to draw on your own experiences emotionally. And so that's really what, as far as the characters go, is a part of me or an extension of me.
The book is,
answered your question.
No, it does, absolutely. The book is about Joseph's search for redemption, and I feel like at some level we all look for that in our own different ways, and he certainly finds his in an unconventional approach. But are we all seeking some sort of redemption for something we feel we've screwed up along the way?
Yeah, I think it's the ultimate, wow, I wish I could have gone back and done that differently. Everyone, I mean, some bigger than others, but everyone, you know, everyone looks back in their life and said, if only I had done that differently, or I could have changed that. Joseph gets the chance on a much grander scheme to, you know, right his wrongs for not only himself, but like his soul, which is, this is the book's not just about Joseph's redemption, it's about his soul's redemption.
And there are some elements of faith in this part, in this story as well. Did faith play a part in the journey for Joseph Bateman and in creating the story?
No, not really. I am on the fence with faith, usually. I like to say, if, you know, I die and there's a heaven, God can say, I told you so. I just, the aspect just came to me, and I just wanted to incorporate it. I took a twist on reincarnation is more than anything, but at the same time, it's like that there is life and death, to a soul, which I can't really go into much of that without giving away three major plot points of the story.
Right, right.
But I do bring in different aspects of faith from not just Christianity, but like I said, reincarnation. So it's really my own take on it. But I don't think I looked specifically at faith as an inspiration for the book at all.
Well, and I like the idea as well, again, without giving away too much of the plot, that if we do get another chance, we can change some small things, we can change details, we can perhaps change our own destiny, but big picture stuff, that might be a little too much.
Yeah, that was a major thing on me. You can't really change. There's some things you can't throw a spokes into the wheel and stop the wheel. It's just going to keep going.
Jason, what's your process? You say you're working on a new book right now. Do you write every day?
I try to write every day. I'm not going to be the person who sits there and say, yeah, I can do it. Some days, I always compare writing to coming home from work and seeing that sink full of dirty dishes when you're sitting on the couch and you're saying, I don't want to do those dishes, but they just got to get done. Sometimes I sit down on the couch, I look at my laptop, and I'm like, you know, today's not going to be that day. And you know what? I'd rather not force it. But I do try semi-daily to write. Like I said, I'm not going to force something that's just not there.
Well, I have to say, Booth is such a terrific book. I told you I could have made it through in one night, but I had to get up and work in the morning. But it didn't take me long into the second day to read it. It was fantastic. I was on the edge of my seat reading it. It's a wonderful story. It's a powerful story. It's great to talk about it with you. And for anybody who wants to get their hands on the book, first of all, how can they get the book, and how can they learn more about you?
Well, you can get the book at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Or if you want to walk into a Barnes & Noble and they can special order it for you. You can also get the book on Amazon Kindle or Kindle Unlimited. Or, and I think this is the deal of a lifetime, if you go to www.jasonpellegrinibooks.com, you can order from there, and every copy comes signed. And with every copy, you get a bookmark.
Well, that's the only way to do it then, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's only a few dollars more. more than what Amazon sells the books for. So I think it's worth it.
Absolutely. Now, also, you can follow on social media what Jason is doing, and you have some rabid followers out there. It's awesome.
I've been very fortunate as far as social media goes. But, you know, I put the work in, and like it sort of pays off. I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Jason Pellegrini Books, and I'm on Twitter at J, just the letter J, Pellegrini 1983. You can just also type my name in Twitter. I should come up immediately.
Well, it's a great idea, and get your hands on this book. You're going to love it. Booth, a novel by Jason Pellegrini. Jason, it's great to talk with you. Thanks for making time for us this afternoon, and reach out to us when that new book is ready. We'll have you back on again.
Thanks for having me.